Nickelback.
I think you're the only person. But they've got hits, man. They've got hits.
Yes. I'd love to see John Mayer come through.
OMG, guys, Bruno Mars absolutely has to come to South Africa.
You know what? Actually, Bruno freaking Mars. 24 Karat Magic.
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk. I'll be okay if he doesn't do Grenade, though, because that. I'll catch it. No, that. Yeah. Really good artists. Nice. What an amazing selection. Actually, speaking of great artists, we have a local artist, female, who has exploded. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, something like 3 million streams of her single. Also, currently number 2 as far as record sales go. We will introduce this particular artist to you and have a chat with her in the next hour right here on 5FM Extra Loud Mornings.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
ESCOM board chairperson's apology praised and Iran admits it shot down a Ukrainian plane.
In your sports, Mamelodi Sundowns in CAF Champions League action and Sheffield United pick up a win in the Premier League last night.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. The ANC has described as laudable ESCOM board chairperson Jabu Mabuza's apology for his failure to keep a promise he made that there would be no load shedding before January the 13th this year. Last night, party president Cyril Ramaphosa said he had accepted Mabuza's resignation and thanked him for his short stint at the helm of the cash-strapped power utility. Earlier, ANC Deputy President David Mabuza stunned the nation when he said the ESCOM board chairperson and Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan had misled the president on load shedding. ANC National Spokesperson Dakota Lekhwete.
Later deployments, in particular in the SOEs, you need the requisite skill, and it's important that we have that particular requisite skill. So the resignation of Mr. Mabuza, we need to commend him because it shows honesty from his side.
Some residents of Caleb Mutshabi, an informal settlement in Bloemfontein, are attempting to salvage whatever has remained after yesterday's heavy rains. 16 people were injured after being hit by corrugated iron sheets, which were blown away by strong winds. Those who have been displaced by the floods are being housed in a community hall in Botshabelo. The DA